I've got very little information from my family, and what I have learned, maybe 15 or 20 years ago, I started studying family history and tracking down different connections. But at the same time, as I gained more knowledge, I was looking at exhibits and looking at books and seeing that there are many mistakes being made, and seeing this prejudice toward the white side and toward the Christians and toward the fur traders, and have come to the conclusion that you need to understand what happened. Education. And education needs to tell the truth about what happened. If you're going to criticize any group of people from that time, if I'm going to say the fur traders cheated the Indians, I want to see proof of that right there. Don't make that statement and then go on. Don't say Andrew Myrick told the Indians to eat grass and then move on. Say why he told them to eat grass. I believe that reconciliation isn't possible because you can't reconcile what you didn't have. I believe that understanding on both sides, understanding why the Indians went to war, understanding why the whites were so angry. Nobody talks about the Dakota Indian warfare. This was traditional warfare, and it was very brutal. It wasn't like the white warfare where they didn't try not to hurt women and children. The Dakota Indians declared everybody an enemy. And their tradition was that the battle would continue in the afterlife, so they were mutilating bodies, cutting off hands, poking out eyes. It was very brutal warfare, and this is what made the whites so angry. This is why there were 38 Dakota hanged at Mankato, and this is why Indians were removed from the state. The people in Minnesota, and people will blame Ramsey for being against the Indians, but Ramsey was a politician. He was reflecting the wills of the citizens of Minnesota. People in New Ulm did not want any Indians moved back to the reservation, even friendly Indians. They didn't know the difference back then. They were all guilty. And today there are still some people making them all guilty, and I don't like that. I believe Minnesota Historical Society should take the lead on this. I believe they should let history rule and not let individuals persuade them away from the truth.